今天庆祝十五周年感恩。
Today we celebrate the 15th anniversary and our Thanksgiving.
下礼拜四也是感恩节。
And the coming Thursday is the Thanksgiving Day.
我们众人的心充满向神的感恩。
And all of us are full of thanks in our heart to our God.
圣经要我们每天都是感恩节。
In the Bible, it asks us that every day is the day of Thanksgiving.
帖前说凡事谢恩。
First Thessalonians says that thanks in all circumstances.
以弗所书说常常感谢神。
And Ephesians says that always give thanks.
圣经128处地方提到感谢。
And there are 128 places in the Bible that mention that thanks.
世界上最有价值、最有意义的一个字就是感谢。
And the most meaningful words in the world is thanks.
1907年，诺贝尔文学奖的得主。
Nobel Literature Award in 1907.
名字叫做 Kipling.
And his name is Kipling.
他太出名，所以帮人家写稿。他说一个字一英镑。
He's a very famous author that a word is worth a pound.
很多人就投稿，请他来投稿。
So many people asked him to write.
有一个剑桥大学的大学生就给他一个难题。
And the University of Cambridge student gave him a challenging question.
说我没那么多钱。
Says I don't have that much money.
我就寄给你一英镑。
So I only give you one English pound.
请你写出一个最重要的字给我。
And please give me the most important word.
结果寄回来的字就是感谢。
And the word come back is thanks.
啊，英文是一个字，中文变两个。懂得感恩的人。
One that who understand thanksgiving.
他是以上帝为中心的。
And he is Christ-centered.
不懂感恩的人。
And a person who's not understanding and thanksgiving
是以自我为中心的。
is more likely self-centered.
施布真很有名的传道人。
Charles Spurgeon is a very famous evangelist.
他凡是以神为中心。
And he is certainly Christ-centered.
有一次朋友请他去大农庄去玩。
Once he was invited to a huge farm,
骑马就在河边、山边、草原上走。
And riding along the prairies along the river,
突然，施布真就跪在地上了，从马上下来。
And suddenly he dismounted from the horse and kneeled on the ground.
他的朋友吓一跳。
And the rest of them were surprised.
以为他昏倒了。
Thought he fainted.
原来不是。
Actually not.
他就跪在地上感谢神。
He kneeled on the ground to give thanks to God.
这么美的草原。
And for the wondrous prairie.
这么美的山脉。
And the mountains behind it.
这么美的河川。
And the river streams in front
of him. 我能骑马在上面。
And he can ride the horse along.
他凡事感谢。
And he was giving thanks for everything.
人生以上帝为中心。
And his life is certainly Christ-centered.
那有的人是以自我为中心。
Versus others are self-centered.
丘吉尔讲过一个故事。
English Prime Minister Churchill.
他说英国一个英勇的海军。
Says that the bravery of the Royal Navy.
有一个士兵
and the sailor
看到一个小男孩掉在水里面
and saw a little boy fell into the water
他就跳下去把他救上来
so he jumped in and rescued the boy
第二天看到妈妈带那个小男孩在街上。
He saw the little boy with his mother on the street the next day.
他就打招呼。
And he said hello to them.
没想到那个妈妈居然说这样一句话。
And the mother said the statement back to him.
你为什么没把我儿子的帽子也带上来？
Why didn't you bring back his hat as well?
以自我为中心。
And that's a very much a self-centered statement.
没有感恩的心。
Without thanksgiving.
盼望众弟兄姊妹。
And hope all brothers and sisters here.
过了这十五年。
After all these 15 years.
蒙了神的厚恩。
And we have experienced God's deep love.
再过两三天是感恩节。
And then Thanksgiving's coming in a couple of days.
知道神的恩典
and we know God's,
充满感恩的心
and we are full of thanks in our heart.
也充满感恩的行动
and then we are also filled of thanksgiving in our action.
今天的题目
today's topic,
我要用说不了的恩赐
is that indescribable gift.
神的说不了的恩赐
So this is God's gift that is indescribable.
刚才各位读的圣经好像不一样。
And the Bible you read was with slightly different words.
英文没有问题。
English was okay.
现在考中文部。
So we have a test for.
刚才你们读的感谢神，因他有什么恩赐 ？Okay.
okay.
不容易去翻啊 OK
So what did you read just now is that is inadequate to describe God's words difficult to describe God's gift
和合本用说不尽
in the Chinese version that it says that cannot fully describe
那是量的问题
and that's a matter of volumes and quantity
上帝给一样两样三样十样二十样一百样说不尽
and God gives 10, 20, hundreds and in terms of quantity is inadequate to describe
那是时间不够了
and that's because we lack of time
但是希腊文的原来的意思
but in Greek the, has original meaning
英文翻得很好
English has a fitting translation.
应该是说不了的恩赐。
It's indescribable.
是词句不够用了。
Because the words are inadequate.
你不知道怎么描写。
And we don't know how to properly describe.
再加上恩赐这两个字，这个字。
And plus that it focuses on the word gift.
是单数的名词。
It's a singular word.
不是很多很多很多件。
It's not gifts.
是一件。
It's only one.
而这一件说不了。
And this one is indescribable.
今天早上我的重点就讲这说不了的恩赐。
So today's emphasis is on this indescribable gift.
这是困难的一个讲道。
This is a difficult message to deliver.
因为明明说不了。
Because it's already said, it's indescribable.
我还要去说。
And he still have to describe for you.
不过让你们了解之后就容易明白。
But hopefully, once we could go through it, we have better understanding.
保罗为什么讲这句话？
Why does Paul mention this to us?
其实，哥林多前书第九章是八章九章的一个结论。
2 Corinthians 8 and 9 is tied together, and 9 is a conclusion of 8.
八章九章是讲奉献。
The main themes there is about giving.
讲甘心乐意奉献。
Willing offering.
讲奉献讲到最后。
And it mainly talk about offering till the end.
他说感谢神。
And then it says that give thanks to God.
因他给了我们说不了的恩赐
and it's all because he has first given us the indescribable gift
所以我们要甘心奉献
so we in turn should be cheerfully offering
各位回家好好读哥林多后书八九两章。
So when you go home, please read thoroughly of chapter 8 and 9, 2 Corinthians.
为什么他们要奉献？
Why should they be offering?
因为他们明白了神先把恩赐给他们。
Because they understood that God first gave them the gift.
而这个恩赐说不了。
And it's an indescribable gift.
那是什么？
And what is that gift?
那就是神把他独生爱子主耶稣基督给了我们。
And that gift is God give his one and only son, Jesus, to us.
各位有机会去花功夫查好的注释书。
If you have time to study the good Bible commentary,
都把这一个说不了的恩赐指作主耶稣基督。
And all the commentary points to this gift is Jesus Christ.
为什么当时基督徒甘心乐意奉献？
Why did all the Christians at the time willingly offering?
因为明白神所给的是主耶稣基督，而我们讲不清楚他的伟大。
Because they understood that they, as us, have all received Jesus Christ, and it's such an indescribable gift to us.
所以哥林多后书第八章第九节，我们先请荧幕上打出来。
So,
八章第九节。
So 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
好，我们全部来读，愿意读中文可以，愿意读英文也可以啊，你们自由读。这样吧，我都听到是读中文的，你都没有翻译啊。
Okay.
这个，现在我们来念一遍英文啊，一起念一遍英文，
okay.
一二三。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这是保罗讲奉献的原因。
And this is the reason Paul mentioning about offering.
为什么基督徒奉献？
Why does Christian offer?
因为耶稣本来是富足的。
Because Christ, Jesus was rich.
他为了我们的缘故。
And for our sake.
成了贫穷。
He became poor.
让我们贫穷可以变富足。
And so because of his, through his poverty, we can be rich.
所以感恩的心，甘愿奉献。
So that's why we have this deep,thanksgiving heart and willing to offer ourselves.
这就是第八章第九章里面的重点。
This is actually the theme and the center point of chapter 8 and 9.
但是当保罗讲感谢神，这说不了的恩赐范围更广。
Of course, when Paul says that thanks be to God for the indescribable gift actually encompass other meanings as well.
我们再回到第四章。
So we go back to chapter 4.
从第七节到第十节
Verse 7 to 10.
好吧，我们就念中文好了，英文的自己心里念啊。Come on.
我们有这宝贝放在。
OK. OK, let's read in Chinese, OK?
我们
有
这
宝
贝
放在
瓦
器
里。
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。还有啊，下面第九节：遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。保罗想到基督，耶稣是宝贝。
Paul thought about Jesus, and he's such a precious treasure to us.
莫大的能力显出来。
And has this all-surpassing powers that showing.
我们是困不住。
We cannot be crushed.
不失望
we will not despair
打不倒
and would not be would not be falling down.
任何环境都得胜
and we will be victorious in all circumstances.
保罗经验很多
and Paul has abundance experience in this.
他说说不出来的
he says that beyond his descriptions.
再往前看哥林多后书第二章
and then we'll look at 2 Corinthians.
我们还是中文来念第二章我们从十四节念到十六节
Read in Chinese from verse 14 to 16
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气因为我们在神面前无论在得救的人身上灭亡的人身上都有基督馨香之气在这的人就做了死的香气叫他死在那的人就做了活的香气叫他活这是谁能当当得起呢保罗一想到神赐主耶稣基督那是极其馨香的气味
That Paul thought of God's given Christ to us with such a fragrance.
我今天就用哥林多后书里面保罗论到基督。
So we use 2 Corinthians how Paul talk about Jesus.
怎么说不出来的
？And what are the indescribable?
试着说一点。
And we try to discuss this.
最后的目的。
And it's ultimate.Objective.
你会产生感谢神
So we can more experience our thanksgiving.
因他有说不了的恩赐
Because of this indescribable gift to us.
你才怎样在人生中感恩
So we know how we are always can thanksgiving in our lives.
能蒙神的悦纳
And that we're pleasing to God.
我要从二章讲起
I'm going to start from chapter 2.
讲基督那馨香之气讲起
And we want to talk about Jesus' pleasing aroma
人人都喜欢香的味道
People all like good fragrance
很少很少人是像《吕氏春秋》里面那一个海边逐臭之夫
Of course, there are exceptions of a very eccentric person, such as in the Qing Dynasty. There's a Li Fu Qiu.
Sorry, okay, 没关系哈，啊，大家知道就好了。
So hope you understand.
香的东西。真是让我们很欣赏很羡慕
So we obviously appreciate all those good fragrance
有一次我跟黄师母去探望我们的一个会友
Once Pastor Huang's wife visited a member of the church
他家的门口种两棵桂花树
And there's two osmanthus in the front
一到门口香得不得了
And it has such a great aura and fragrance
正在这几个月份是最香的时候
and especially in this few months
所以我们在门口啊流连半天
so we dwell in front of the flowers
一直闻这个香味
and appreciating the aroma
顺便告诉各位
and take the chance to share with you
如果希望牧师去拜访你
if you want the pastor to visit you
门口多种几个桂花树
Plant more osmanthus in the front of the house
那其实香水最重要的材料是玫瑰花
Actually the main ingredient of perfume typically are roses
其次是茉莉花
Then it's jasmine
然后还有像墨药乳香
And then it's incense and myrrh
都是神创造的植物
It's all the vegetation God created
美好的香味让人的精神清爽
It clear our spirit
让人心情愉快
Lift up our mood
让人的疲乏消除
and take away our tiredness.
让人新鲜活泼。
And let us be fresh and vibrant.
积极有力。
And active. And
都是很正面的。
It's all very positive.
所以很多人买香水。
So many people purchase them.
从来没听说去买臭的水。
And never heard people would buy things that are obnoxious.
但真正的香气。
But the true fragrance,
真正让人羡慕的香气,
and people desired such aroma,
是基督的香气,
is the fragrance of Christ.
基督的美善从我们里面显出来,
is the goodness of Christ that coming out of us.
属灵的香气,
is a spiritual fragrance.
不知道各位今天进来闻到香气没有
？I'm not sure if you came in and you smell that spiritual fragrance among us.
它有樟脑丸的味道。
there's some other smells on me. Mothball.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，如果你越跟主耶稣的关系美好。
Dear brother and sister, the closer, the better the relationship you have with Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的香气会从你里面流出来。
And the Lord Jesus' fragrance would ooze out of you.
他那圣洁。
That holy.
慈爱。
And loving.
谦和。
And humbling.
饶恕。
And forgiving.
公义。
And the righteousness.
正直。
And the righteousness
这些良善
and the goodness
在你生命里面就能显出来
and it will show through your life
其实我们或多或少都已经有了
of course that actually we all have some of that already
希望越来越多
and we hope that we grow more and more in that
下礼拜有差不多20位受洗归主
and next week there are 20 people going to be baptized
他们礼拜三晚上都在祷告会做见证。
And they were all sharing testimony on Wednesday night's prayer meeting.
好几位说他为什么信耶稣啊
？And several of them mentioned the reason that they came to Christ.
他为什么喜欢接受神的福音
？Why did they love receiving the good news?
因为来到教会。
It's all because that since they came to our church.
来到团契。
And they came to the fellowship group.
受到弟兄姊妹真诚的爱
and they experienced the genuine love from the brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹美好的关系
and they witness our wonderful relationship
吸引他们的心
and that touches their heart
以至于了解明白是耶稣基督的救恩
and then they saw that it really came from the grace and the salvation from Jesus Christ
他们也要
and that'swhat they also desire.
如果你希望更大的香味
and if you're looking for superior fragrance,
好好亲近主啊
only way is to be closer and have better relationship with God.
神乐意把更丰盛耶稣的香味给你
because God is always willing to give greater, better fragrance to us.
愿你得着
and hope that we receive.
不过讲到这里，特别要解释一下困难的经文。
Of course, when we come to this point, there is a challenging verse that we should explain.
为什么保罗说变成活的香气叫人活，死的香气叫人死？
Why does Paul say there are aromas that leads to life, and there are aromas that lead to death.
这是一个背景。
This is
背景就是罗马将军凡战争凯旋得胜回国的时候。
The original, this original came from that when a Roman general came back from a war victory.
大军带回来。
And they come back in a triumphant process.
俘虏带回来。
And they brought back those they caught.
然后有大游行。
And then they have this parade.
有三个条件。
And there are three ingredients.
第一个条件，打败敌人五千人以上的才算。
And they will only have this triumphant possession that if they have defeated more than 5,000.
第二是外国，是那种跟罗马帝国作对的。
And it will be one the defeat will be a foreign country.
第三是要得到新的领土。
And then they have expanded the empire's land holding.
所以罗马的大官就排队在大街上面。
So all the high officials would line the street to.
元老院里面的院士。
And the senators would be there.
然后有吹喇叭的。
And they would be blowing the horns.
然后抬着被俘虏的东西。
And they would carry all those treasure they captured.
然后被征服那个地方的大地图。
And they would the maps of what they conquered.
然后带一只白的牛
，and a white cow.
要献祭用的
，and for sacrifice.
然后带着俘虏一堆
，they also bring a lot of prisoners.
最前面是皇家的俘虏
，and in the front are the royal prisoners.
然后是将领
，and the generals of the defeated army.
那后面跟着是那一些。罗马要行刑的那一些官员
，and then the follow with that is the Romans executioners.
再后面就是吹喇叭的乐队
，and then after that is the music band.
很重要一个就是异教的祭司们
，and then there's also priests of cult.
点着香炉
，and they have these incense burners.
摇动香炉
and they swing the incense burners along.
然后这个香就散落在这些军兵们的身上
and so these fragrance that will be spread all through
统帅骑着四个马的战车
and the commanders will be on the four horses chariot
穿着紫袍
and wearing a purple robe
拿了象牙的权杖
and with ivory staff
带着得胜的军队
And he will be leading the triumphant army.
然后唱歌
And they will be singing.
喊口号
And shouting their slogans.
进到罗马的大广场
And comes into the great openings of Rome.
这是当时的这种背景
And this is what happened back in the days.
保罗用这个背景来讲这个道
And this is the backdrop of what Paul is talking about.
香气弥漫在整个队伍
So the fragrance is permeated through the entire place.
但有许多人带到广场是死刑。
But in all those people, there are some going to be executed.
到那边好多百姓低层的兵被释放做奴隶。
And the lower soldiers and people, they will be relieved to be slaves.
这叫做有的香气叫人死。
So that's what it means that aroma will bring death.
有的香气叫人活。
And aroma will bring life.
保罗用这一个不但指着基督徒为耶稣做生活的见证。
So it's a symbol of how we should also use ourselves as a living example.
也是广传福音的见证。
That we should be a living example of widely sharing the gospel.
把主耶稣基督的福音传出去。
That broadcast God's salvation.
这福音能叫人活。
And this salvation can bring life.
凡接受信靠主的人就活。
All those who believe and accept will be alive.
这福音若被拒绝。
And those who reject the gospel.
他就与神的恩典隔绝了。
That person will be separated from God's grace.
他会变成死的香气。
Then that becomes a aroma of death.
所以基督徒是身负极其重大的任务。
So we Christians have such an important responsibility.
神所交付的是关系人的生死。
And what God put in front for us is to help people decide life or death.
把耶稣的香气散出去。
And for us to spread God's aroma,
叫人活
for people will bring life.
你散出去之后，人拒绝
，and if they reject,
他要负他死的责任
，then they will be responsible for their own death.
保罗想了之后，真是说不出神给他的恩典。
So God, in this case, Paul is describing God's indescribable gift.
因为他是奉托来传神的福音。
Because Paul is being asked to share the gospel.
其实我们每一位都受托付传神的福音。
And as so are each one of us being asked to share the gospel.
这是神要用我们做他的工。
This is how God wants to use us for His work.
成就他的旨意。
To accomplish His will.
所以第一，耶稣是馨香的气味。
So we know that Jesus is with this good fragrance.
我们得到这个馨香的气味。
And this fragrance that we also receive.
第二，我要讲耶稣是宝贝跟能力。
And next, I want to talk about Jesus is such a treasure and the almighty power.
这个能力实在是太大。
And this is a tremendous power.
四面受敌不被困住。
That we're pressed on all sides, but not crushed.
我们心里作难不会失望。
We're perplexed, but not despaired.
我们遭逼迫不被丢弃。
We're persecuted, but not abandoned.
打倒了不致死亡。
We're struck down, but not destroyed.
神的大能在我们里面真是奇妙。
That God's all-surpassing powers within us.
在你人生的路途上面
is all with us.
不管遇到什么困难
no matter what we encounter,
什么挫折
whatever setback,
怎样的疾病
what kind of illness,
怎样的一种灾害
and all crisis,
有能力扶持你
that this surpassing powers that lift us up.
人类文明的进步就是越来越懂得怎么用能力。
That in the modern cultural advancements always talk about how to use the ability and energy.
最早的时候人用自己的力量叫人力。
Originally that in mankind is the manpower.
所以人去拉车叫人力车。
Okay, so a man will drag the cart.
以后用牛去拉车
and then there was the cow cart
进步了一点
some advancement
以后用马去拉车
and then there's a horse carriage
所以更进步了快一点
okay further development
以后人懂得怎么用水的力量
and then we know how to use hydraulic power
就有水车出来了
and then there's a hydraulic car
用风的力量
And use the power of wind.
请问什么车出来了？风车出来了。
Then is the wind power.
以后懂得用蒸汽的力量，什么车出来了？火车出来了。
And then there was the same power as the railroads.
以后懂得这个内燃机，用汽油的燃烧点爆。
Then there was
什么车出来了？
Then was
汽车。
Inner combustion, which is automobile.
现在更进步一点。不要汽油的车会跑叫什么车电车
now further advancement that the electric car
这就是人类文明的进步
this is a description of man's progress
能力越来越懂得用
and we know better and better how to use the power
现在用太阳能
and use the solar power
用核子能
a nuclear power
这些能实在都很重要
it's all very important utilization
但没有一个这种能能够改变人心
But none of these power can change the heart of man.
你把一个小偷抓来
If you call the thief,
给他通电
And you if you torture the thief,
不是 torture, 想用电把他医好
Oh, okay, okay. So use use the electric therapy for the thief.
没有用的
And it's not going to cure the thief.
虽然现在有的时候这个什么放射线的照射可以杀掉一些细菌
also radiation therapy can cure some disease
但是那些也是有的时候有害处也有的
but,
好的坏都杀了
but there are severe side effects
只有一个能力改变人心
and there's only one power can change his heart
那就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And that is God's Son, Jesus Christ.
改变人，罪恶里救出来。
Lift us up from sin.
从忧伤里面改变成喜乐。
From our misery.
从失望变成盼望。
From despair to hopefulness.
从挫折里面能够不被打倒。
From defeat to victory.
我们至少都经验过这福音本是神的什么。
And this gospel is the all-surpassing power.
要救一切相信的。
And it's going to save all who believes.
这能力已经救了我们。
This power has saved us.
但是我们大概还不太多经验，像保罗的经验。
But we still don't have quite the experience like Apostle Paul.
他说我多次为福音下监牢。
Says that I've been prisoned many times.
受鞭打过重的。
Flogged more severely.
冒死屡次有的。
And exposed to death again and again.
被犹太人鞭打五次。
And received from the Jews that flogging.
棍打三次。
And was rotted.
石头打一次
and pelled by stones,
许多许多的危险
and, numerous kind of different dangers,
但是四面受敌不被困住
but hard pressed on every side but not crushed,
心里作难不致失望
perplexed but not despaired,
遭逼迫不被丢弃
persecuted but not abandoned,
打倒了不致死亡
Struck down but not destroyed.
那是一种主耶稣死里复活的大能。
That is the all-surpassing power come from Jesus Christ.
也是那掌管万有的大能。
And is that power that rule over all things.
会运行在里面。
And that uses and empowering us.
所以保罗最后说，这是说不了的恩赐。
So that's why Paul said this is indescribable beyond words.
讲不出来的。
And it's not something we can adequately describe.
当保罗经验他感谢神。
And that's why Paul gives such a thanksgiving to God.
成为保罗他一生跟随主。
And that is why that he faithfully followed the Lord.
知恩感恩的因素。
He knows the gift and he's full of thanksgiving.
所以保罗什么都奉献给神。
So Paul offered everything he has.
虽然我们不要都做保罗
not saying we should all be Paul
可能也没有这个福分
and we may not have such a blessing proposition
但这是保罗讲这一句话的背景
but this is the reasoning and background why
Paul 这是保罗劝哥林多人甘心奉献的背景
and this is the background and why Paul encouraged the Corinthians
为什么感恩许多人奉献钱财
Why some people make offering because of their thanksgiving?
因为上帝把那说不了的恩赐先给了我们。
Because God first gave us that indescribable gift to us.
如果你明白了。
And as we understand that.
你经验了。
And we experience that.
那自然会心甘情愿乐意的奉献。
Then naturally that lead us to be a willing and cheerful giver.
最后一样。
And the last thing.
要请刚才读过的哥林多后书八章九节。
We look at the Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
还是念中文。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。再念九章十一节。
We read chapter 9, verse 11 in Chinese.
叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。再念六节七节。
And read chapter, verse 6 and 7.
九章六节七节。
Chapter, verse 6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。保罗八章九章讲到奉献的问题。
So Paul mentioned in chapter 8 and 9 the matter of offering.
他说为什么要奉献?
And the reasoning why we should offer.
因为保罗知道基督他是富足的。
And because Paul knows that God was rich.
为我们成了贫穷。
And Jesus, for our sake, became poor.
主耶稣基督这么样的慷慨。
And Lord Jesus Christ was such so generous.
这么样的施予。
And giving us so abundantly.
跟随主耶稣的人。
And so those of us follow Christ.
学习慷慨。
So we should learn how to be generous.
学习给予。
And learn how to make offering.
所以主耶稣讲过一句话。
So Lord Christ says.
施比受更什么？
Says that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
这就是主耶稣基督的榜样。
And this is the role model of Lord Jesus.
圣经很有趣，讲一这一句话很有趣。
There's a very intriguing point in the Bible.
少种的少收。
Those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly.
多种的多收。
Whoever sows generously will reap generously.
下面说这话是什么？
And then says, what is this telling us?
请问圣经哪一句话是假的?
Is there any false statement in the Bible?
没一句是假的吗?
It's all true?
为什么保罗在这里特别说这话是什么?为什么?
And why does Paul say this is real?
因为基督徒都不信啊。
Because many of us don't believe.
各位信不信?
Do you believe?
诗班信不信?
The choir, do you believe?
声音这么小啊
！Not much of a response.
真信假信啊？要我感谢主，你还回答。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹，很多人不信呐、啊。
So brother and sister, many people do not believe.
你信不信啊
？Do you believe?
少种的少收。
So sparingly.
多种的多收。
So generously, reap generously.
这话是真的。
This is truth.
常常我们一种下去，哎呀，种子没有了。
When we sow, they will look for the seeds.
啊，我们没有打下下面的经文。种子是上帝赐的。
The seed actually was a gift.
那赐种给撒种的人。
The gift, the seed was given to us for us to spread the seed.
你老不撒种
，if we don't broadcast the seed,
上帝就不多给你种子了。
And God will not give you more.
这个你们自己回家去读啊，八节九节后面的话。OK， 那弟兄姊妹们。
So, brother and sister,
我要做结论了。
So here is our summary.
好好，今生懂得神的恩赐了。
So we should truly appreciate God's gift.
若是神的工作有需要
，and if God's work has need,
欢喜快乐奉献
，and we should be a cheerful giver.
这话是什么
？And this is real.
感谢主啊
！Thank God.
哇，我这个今天讲到已经讲。差不多可以了哈。
So he's come to the end of.
我讲一个真的见证给各位。
I want to share a true testimony.
当我还在台湾侍奉的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
有一次有人要我去看一个非常有钱的律师。
I wanted me to visit a tremendously wealthy lawyer.
但是是在台湾当时最好的。高级病房里面，医院高级病房。
It is in the most advanced, luxurious hospital.
因为没有几天了。
Because he is in his last few days in this world.
我一进去，没想到他第一句话跟我这样说。
When I saw him, the first thing he said.
他说：“黄牧师
，Pastor Wong，
为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
如果我的病好了
，If I'm cured.
我所有财产奉献给教会。
And I will give all my belongings to the church.
因为他的命快没了。
Because he's about to die.
医生已经讲了。
The doctor already told him.
我那时候为他祷告，心里非常复杂。
And I pray for him in a very heavy heart.
若不是上帝行特别的神迹，一定不好。医生都已经放弃了。
Unless there's a God has a miracle for him, then he's about to leave.
但是背后 到底要不要这样为他祷告呢？
Is it right to pray?
主啊，这个钱蛮好的，希望。
Oh, my Lord, this money is good.
当然我为他祷告，他后来没好。
Of course, we pray for his soul, but he was not saved.
我真希望他说，赶快告诉我，怎么能够进到永恒与上帝同在。
I wish he had asked me that, is there a way for him to be saved and to be with God?
但是我还是跟他讲了。
Of course, that I shared the gospel with him.
后来为他祷告。
And pray for him for his salvation.
我是交在神的手中。
And leave in God's hand.
但是走了。
But he left.
我就永远不会忘记这一幕。
And what I remember always.
好多财产。
Or a lot of wealth.
跟真正美好的生命一比，真的算不得什么。
But it's all meaningless when it comes to the abundant life we have.
那最后就要讲。
So finally,
等一下，陈继祥长老要代表我们教会跟各位正式的说明。
So Elder Chern is going to describe to all that the churches.
上帝怜悯我们，把那个地盖停车场的事。能够通过。
And God's merciful to us that we were able to achieve the rezoning.
也是上帝听众人祷告。
And this because He listened to our prayers.
我们不能把地就荒在那里。
So we cannot leave the ground there not used.
需要五十万。
And it's $500,000 we
能够把那个地整理好。
To build a parking lot.
能够铺好。
And pave the asphalt.
已经有许多我们教会的弟兄们甘心的投入工作。
Many brothers have been working on this.
是我们自己弟兄们设计的图。
That is designed by our own architect.
我们自己退休的工程师把这个都设计好了。
And retired but very experienced engineer in the design.
有一天我过去看，我很感动啊。
One day I saw out of my office,
我不讲他们的名字啊。
Not mentioning the name.
两个退休的工程师。
But there are two elderly retired brother.
为了替教会节省2000多块钱的费用。
And they want to save a couple thousand dollars for the church.
自己在那边测量。
And they were doing surveying work by themselves.
测量地形图。
And survey the grounds for us.
怎么样来新建这个停车场。
And for building a better parking lot.
我们的心若真的为神
，and if our heart is all for God，
这个五十万太容易了。
500,000 is not a challenge。
北堂教会的一个缺点
，and one of our shortcomings，
大家对奉献不太热心。
That the shortcoming is that we are not fervent in making offering。
我讲这话是有证据的，不能乱讲的。
And there's evidence based on what I said。
不信你们回家看你们的周报。
If you don't believe me, look at the weekly bulletins.
到现在为止还是负数的。
And to this point that we are running negative towards.
教会这么多人。
As we have so many people.
怎么连经常费都还是 minus?
How come that we're in shortage of our general spending?
刚才各位说少种的少收。
As you remember,
多种的多收。
That those who sow sparingly reap sparingly.
到底这话是什么？
And what does this mean?
好，你们不回答了，真的假的？
Is this really true? Yes.
是什么？
It's true.
越答越少人啊。
Fewer answering.
我看这也不真，不要骗我哈。
We need to.
我来一年了
啊。And I've been here a year.
我实在觉得弟兄姊妹需要重新调整。
And we need to make adjustments.
我上次说过了。
As I mentioned to you last time.
我以前在新泽西服事的教会
and when I was in the church of New Jersey
盖新礼拜堂1200万
and it was a $12 million of a building church
以后超过1200万的奉献
and the offering exceeded $12 million in need
多出100万
And there was extra million was offered.
把隔壁4acre的地又买过来。
And we bought additional 4 acres of land.
希望各位有机会经过纽泽西的时候去看一看。
And I want to challenge you that when you go to New Jersey, go by and see what they did.
现在教会有24acre的地。
And the church has 24 acres of land.
900个 parking lot.
900 parking spaces.
他们那一边很多人做的工作跟各位一样。
And they have the same occupation and work as you do.
很多是IT的。
Many IT occupation.
很多是pharmacy的。
And many pharmacists.
跟各位都一样。
And similar to us.
可能赚的钱比你们还少。
Maybe they don't even make as much as we do.
北堂弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我再一次提醒你们,
so allow me to remind you,
少种的少收,
so sparingly, reap sparingly,
多种的多收,
so generously and reap generously.
这话是什么大家说?
And this is what we should remember.
说不了的恩赐,
indescribable gift,
太伟大了,
is such a tremendous gift.
创造万有的主宰,
is that one who,
圣父圣子圣灵,
And the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And give us this
Son.
He was rich. He became poor. And so we could, through his poverty, become rich. Give us the fragrance. Give us the glory. Give us the power. Give us the treasure.
我们没有什么感动,
if we cannot be moved by such,
请你不要奉献,
then please do not
真的,
give.
请你不要奉献,
please do not make offer.
曾经有人提议,
there are some people who suggest,
我们今天传盘子,
says that we will pass an offering plate
收奉献,
to collect.
我坚决反对,
that I firmly refuse.
奉献绝对不要勉强你,
because offering is never in reluctance. Any under compulsions,
上帝都不要,
that is not cheerful to God.
他是创造天地万有的主宰,
he is the creator of all.
他不是要饭的,
he's not a beggar.
他不是来跟你求你给钱的,
he's not asking you, begging you for money.
道教会不要钱,
it's not to come here 神的恩典不要钱, to give money. The gift is free.
当你知道神的恩典,
we know the gift,
乐意的感恩,
and then we have the heart to give thanks.
照你所有的,
and then you should give according to what you,
不是照你所无的,
and it's not to what you don't have.
甘心乐意的奉献,
and you should give cheerfully.
神就会悦纳,
and that God will be pleased.
我们低头祷告,
and let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱天父, 感谢你,
dear Father, thank you.
将你独生爱子赐给我们,
give us your one and only son.
带给我们香气,
give us such a fragrance.
带给我们能力,
give us the power.
也带给我们富足,
and give us the riches.
我们享受心灵中这一切的美善,
and we have such a spiritual enjoyment of such goodness.
满心的感恩,
and we are filled with thanksgiving in our heart.
愿我们常存感恩的心过日子,
and may this thanksgiving always be with us in our days.
荣耀你的名,
we glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告,
and pray Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
还要唱诗歌忘记了，请各位看看荧幕上，唱这个回应的诗歌，这首诗歌是很有名的，作者这个 Francis Habergal 所写的，荧幕上能够打出来吗？ <音>第一节。<音> 第三节唱中文 The second and the fourth stanzas Please sing in English First and third in Mandarin
我一生求主管理愿献身心为活祭使我受作主圣功因被主慈爱感动全为主全为主永远传承
Dear brothers and sisters, on behalf of the More Than 5,000 Finance Committee, I'd like to share with you briefly regarding the fundraising of the parking lot. Everybody should have a platform with your hand which is inserted with the bulletin. Well, as the platform and the picture shown here,
就像这个任先单上所这个荧幕上打出来的
Brothers and sisters can choose different levels of support
大家可以选择不同的任线的程度
$500 for paving stones
500块钱铺路的石头
$1,000 for the walking path
1000块钱可以铺这个步道
$1,500 for trees and bushes
1500块钱可以种树木和灌木
$3,000 for a parking space.
3000块钱可以有一个停车位。
Well, you can make multiple selections.
当然你可以有多重的选择。
Like two parking spaces with one walking path or three paving stone, etc.
就像两个停车位或者是三个步道都可以。
Well, you'd like to donate a different amount.
如果你想奉献其他任何的金额。
Please check the other amounts on the platform and fill the figures.
请你在那个其他那个项目填上您所要任线的金额。
Well, we have prepared 6 donation boxes outside of the sanctuary.
我们在外面准备了6个奉献箱。
please drop your pledge forms to the boxes after the service.
请你们把你们的任献单或者是奉献丢进这个奉献箱里。
Well, if you have checks already written, please feel free to drop them to the donation box today.
如果你们今天已经把支票写好的话，欢迎你们尽快的把支票投入奉献箱里。
But if you already written checks to the and drop in the offering box in the previous weeks,
如果你已经把你的奉献交给教会的话
，please do not duplicate and fill out the pledge form again.
请你们就不用重新再重复的填写这个任献单了。
As Pastor Wong has mentioned,
就像黄牧师曾经讲的
，the total budget of the parking lot is $500,000.
整个预算是$500,000。
Well, pastors, elders, and deacons. Leads as an example, and they have already made the pledge.
所有的牧师、长老和执事们已经做了一个表率，投入了他们的奉献。
The total pledge amount from the PAC and the JBAT so far is over $70,000.
牧师、长老和执事们目前的任献是超过$70,000。
Well, with some of the brothers and sisters' early pledge,
加上其他弟兄姐妹们已经投入的奉献。
We have collected over $120,000 so far.
我们目前已经有120,000左右。
Which is already about 1/4 of the total expense.
那个是已经是25%的这个我们需要的基金。
May God touch all brothers and sisters here today and make generous donation.
希望神感动弟兄姐妹们今天来这边踊跃的奉献。
The Treasury Department will collect and count all the pledges and donation today.
今天我们财务的同工会立刻清算所有的任献和奉献。
We'll announce the total pledged figure we received today when the pastor cut the cakes at 12:30.
当12:30牧师切蛋糕的时候，我们会向大家公布今天所收到的所有的奉献和任献。
Hope God's blessings abundant shower on us so that we can reach the $500,000 budget today.
求主恩上加恩，让我们今天的奉献能够达到500,000的目标。
If, just a big if.
如果是很大的一个如果。
God's blessing is more than what we need, and we collect more than $500,000 budget.
如果大家的奉献超过500,000的话。
The rest of the fund will move to the church expansion fund, as Elder Chan will explain later.
那多出来的余款，我们就会移到我们将来建堂的基金，也就是下面我们要解释的。请打下一张 slide.
Next slide, please.
大家看到这个是我们将来停车场的一个图形。
This is the site plan of our future parking lot.
我们将增加170个新的停车位。
We'll have 170 extra parking spaces.
我们可以看到将来会有个新的入口。
We'll have a new entrance in the future.
刚刚提到，如果说我们将来我们的奉献是超过500,000的话。
Well, if our offering received more than $500,000.
我们会建会准备新建新的教育大楼和活动中心。
We'll use the fund to build the life center and education building.
当然，这就是要看神如何带领。
Well, of course, it depends on how God leads us.
以上讲的是理想，现在我们要讲一些现实的情况。
Well, that's what ideal. Now we go to the reality.
这是我们教会去年奉献的情况。
This is the offering situation of 2014.
纵的坐标是奉献的金额，横的坐标是奉献的单位。
The vertical bar is the offering figure, and the horizontal bar is the unit of offering.
去年我们一共有406个奉献的单位。
In total, we have 406 offering units.
去年我们奉献最高的金额是19,700元。
The highest amount of offering of one unit is 19,700.
最低的奉献是20元。
The least was $20 only.
排名在25%的奉献大约是3,000元。
Well, it's approximately $3,000 for the 25 percentile.
全教会75%的奉献金额只集中在前25%的奉献单位里头。
Well, the total, 75% of the total offering is coming from 25% of the offering units.
去年只有27个奉献单位超过9,000元，不到10%。
There were only 27 offering units has offering over $9,000.
换句话说，也就是90%的奉献单位没有做到十一奉献。
well, which is less than 10%. In other words, which means that more than 90% of the offering units cannot fulfill the 10% tithing of the goal.
去年没有, 前年没有, 事实上, 过去很多年也都没有。
Well, last year, the year before last year, we never achieved that goal. Actually, we have never achieved that goal.
事实上, 在过去的10年都差不多, 我们在11的奉献上, 很多的亏欠。
Well, yeah, actually, in the past 10 years, we are very fall short in our ideal tithing situation.
为什么我们要为停车场来筹款? 因为教会没有钱。
Why we need to have this special fundraising for the parking lots? Because the church doesn't have enough cash.
为什么教会没有钱? 因为在我们过去 90%的并没有做到11奉献。
Why the church doesn't have enough cash? Because in the last in past few years, we have never achieved the goal for the tithing.
今天我仅代表教会跟大家呼吁两件事情。
Well, on behalf of the church, I right here ask two things.
第一件事情，请大家做到一个教会成员的本分，今年底完成你们该奉献的十一奉献。
Well, I urge you as the member of the church, please fulfill your responsibility to do the 10% tithing.
当你完成的十一奉献之外，请你为我们的停车场奉献，算是补上过去对奉献的亏欠。
Well, on the top of finishing or achieving the tithing, we urge you to make special donation to the parking lot just like to fulfill the tithing of the previous years.
那最后我想请问大家三个问题。
I'd like to ask you three questions.
基督徒的生命是归谁掌管?
Who in charge of Christian's life?
答案是永远是归神掌管的。
It's always God in charge of your life.
我银行里的存款是归谁掌管?
Well, who's in charge of the money in the bank?
答案是暂时归我们掌管。
The answer is temporary, you in charge of the bank's money.
今天神说请为停车场奉献，我管不管？
Today, God asks you to make offering to the parking lot. Are you in charge?
答案是请个人自行决定，不过要管就请快，赶快管。
Well, the answer is you can decide yourself, but I urge you that if you want to take charge of that, do it quickly.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神给我们同工的机会。 现在的钱是暂时归我管。
Well, it's because God gave us this opportunity to work with Him, and we temporarily has the money.
将来的话，钱在银行，人在天堂。
In the future, the money is still in the bank, but yourself will be in the heaven.
将来我们想管也管不了了。
Well, in the future, if you want in charge of the money, you do not have that opportunity.
神的工作一定会成就，停车场一定会完成的。
God's goal will achieve anyway.
是否要把握这个与神同工的机会，就看大家自己的决定。
If you'd like to take this opportunity to work with God, take your opportunity right now.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我想给各位一分钟去填表，所以现在各位就填你们的表。 一分钟时间，然后我们要再唱一遍那个全为主在祝福。一分钟，请你们填表。 没有带笔的，等各笔填完了，跟他借笔填，大概30秒可以填完的。 请打第4节就好了。 献己于主的第4节。 请你们不要看我，看着你的单子，还有25秒。 如果没有代笔或者还没有决定填多少的数目啊，你们可以等一下散会了再放在奉献箱里。现在请各位起立，我们唱第四节，能够悦纳我们为主的心，因为恩主耶稣为我们完全舍己，愿意献上理所当然。 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,be with you all, now and forevermore. Amen.
谢谢牧师，让神的话语能够在我们当中，能够教导我们蒙福的在圣经上的根据。马拉基书也告诉我们，当我们献上的时候，神就让我们的福分得到他从天上所带来的所赐的福分。在这里，我要代表教会欢迎新来到我们教会的朋友。Jennifer Lee， 请问你们在我们当中站起来，让我们认识一下好吗？欢迎你，请坐。还有没有新人来到我们当中的？于洋是，请在哪里家站起来，让我们认识一下好吗？谢谢，请坐。李新竹、赵文聪，家在哪边？让我们看一下，好，这一。还在我们当中吗？也许已经离开了。还有没有杨义斌，请在我们当中站起来，让我们认识一下好吗？大概已经离开了。下面还有没有？没有了哈。我想问一下，在我右手边有没有第一次来到我们当中的，不在这个PowerPoint slide 上面的，请站起来，让我们认识你们一下。在我左手边有没有？没有。OK， 你哦。OK。Any new people on my right hand side, please stand up. Too. 谢谢。请问贵姓？你的稍等，你坐。Any newcomer come on my left hand side, please stand up. 请告诉我们你贵姓。 欢迎你，请坐。A few announcements for today. Today is a special celebration for 15th anniversary. So after the worships, please, we have the church prepare some very nice fine lunch package. Will be on the hallway. So after you finish the worship, please go to pick up your lunch, free lunch. And then, but we have a different type. We have the package for adults. We also have the package for children. So pick up the white one. So if you are adult, don't pick up the children one. You may not get enough for lunch. After that, would you please move to the upstairs? So we have open rooms for you to enjoy your lunch. Also have a fellowship with the other brothers and sisters. So at 12:30, don't miss the time. 12:30, all three pastors, they will cut the cakes to celebrate our anniversary. So we also, the church will prepare a small gift for you in that, room in upstairs. 所以等一下请弟兄姐妹们聚会完了以后能够到走廊上去领取你们的午餐，我们有给大人的午餐，也有给小孩的午餐，请你不要拿错了，拿成小孩的，大人的拿大人的，小孩的帮小孩子拿给小孩子的。午餐拿到以后，请你们到楼上二楼，我们有开放教室，让弟兄姐妹们在那里享用午餐，而且有一些fellowship的时间。然后中午12:30，三位牧师要在楼上为我们切蛋糕来庆祝我们的教会的15周年，同时教会会准备一个小的礼物，还有我们的恩语的杂志都会给弟兄姐妹一份。 OK， 等到聚会完了以后，请弟兄姐妹们离开的时候能够稍微缓慢一点这个你还要继续填写你的奉献单的，可以继续填写奉献单，因为我们今天后面坐的人比较多，等你们出去的时候能够稍微慢一点，要不然在门口那边会非常的拥挤。今天我们的聚会都到这里结束，求神祝福大家，也愿认求神带给我们这个教会更多的祝福，能够让这个教会成为那些未得之民得福的一个教会。我们一起默祷散会。今天没有主日学，今天没有成人主日学，默祷后散会。